American Legion Department of Kentucky service officer Randy Fisher says that Memorial Day is for honoring the fallen soldiers who served our country. WEKU's Wendy Barnett talked with Randy about the holiday and how it's observed.
Randy, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, as a Vietnam veteran, how do you celebrate Memorial Day?
That's one of our biggest celebrations turnout of the year. We have people who don't normally come to the post, but they'll come to the cemetery and listen to the speakers and the 21-gun salute and taps, and then we have a dinner at the post. It's to honor the veterans who have made the ultimate sacrifice or killed in combat or on duty, and or the ones that have passed from last year. We read the names of the people who's deceased. We have a speech, like I said, we have two speakers and prayer before and after, 21-gun salute and then the taps. I think every veteran wants a military funeral, wants to be honored for their time in service. And I think Memorial Day is a good day to do that.
Do you feel that we as a society have lost sight of what Memorial Day is about?
Oh, yes. I have no doubt about it. We see people decorating the graves and things, you know, Memorial Day weekend. But I think Memorial Day ought to be another, you know, a national holiday. I mean, you got all these national holidays, President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, and all those, and that's great. But Memorial Day should be a day that you honor, should be a national holiday where your banks are closed and flags are flown at half-mast in honor of those veterans who've made that sacrifice.
And for many, it's a big party weekend, the start of summer, which is quite,
oh, yeah,
quite the opposite of its intention. What do you think the appropriate things to do and say on the holiday are?
Well, you want to give thanks to soldiers who are protecting us now and keep them out of harm's way, and the ones, like I said, who are deceased and have made that ultimate sacrifice. You want to remember those and thank them for their service and their families. I mean, here you got a person 18, 19 years old that's been killed, and the family's left here and pretty much on their own. So we try to help families remember. And like I said, Memorial Day, we have people who come out, Gold Star Mothers, people who are not members of the post, they come over and listen to the ceremony, and some of them come down and eat with us, too.
And are those the ways that you include the families in on helping?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we invite anybody that's there at the memorial service at the cemetery to come down to the post for a meal. Ours is always on Sunday. A lot of posts, Georgetown, Scott County, they celebrate theirs on Sunday. They go out to every cemetery, and there's 13 of them in Scott County, and they start at 8 o'clock in the morning at the courthouse, and they finish at 6, 7 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Have a speaker at every cemetery, do a 21-gun salute and taps, and then they drive on to the next one. They stop, you know, in Sadieville there at the cemetery and eat lunch there. The post brings a lunch. It's a pretty big thing. Been doing this for, oh, I know, 50 years.
What will you be doing today?
Memorial Day, I'll be speaking at the cemetery here in Millsburg. Saturday, we put out the flags. We put flags on all the graves and flag holders. Yeah, we put those out. Those are very, very expensive.
Whose memory do you honor, and what do you do on the actual day to honor that person's memory?
Basically, we pay respect, read that person's name. We give a speech talking about the veterans and you know, maybe one that was killed in Iraq, Afghanistan, or World War II, or Korea. I give a personal history to it, you know.
What, in your view, is the best way to honor the memory of a fallen soldier or a relative?
Just show that respect so that you remember that and you're thankful for a free nation and a free country. And we've never had that without their sacrifice.
Tell me about your time in service.
I went in 71 and got out in 75, April 75. I was a corpsman. Had orders to Vietnam twice, had them canceled, and then they had a six-month CDY to Cambodia. So I lucked out, didn't have to go to Vietnam per se. And a good time in the service. And then I got out in GI Bill and went to nursing school. Got my bachelor's and worked on my nurse as a nurse practitioner for 5 years. And then went into management. So I worked with the VA for 32 years. And then I've worked for the Legion now for 17. I'm officially retired, but I still do claims every Friday at the VA. And
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Frank Keyes is the director of the Kentucky Veterans Cemetery Northeast. I talked with Frank about how people can pay their respects at veteran cemeteries. Frank, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
On Memorial Day, a lot of people make trips to veteran cemeteries, and sometimes they leave coins on the headstones. Can you tell me about that practice?
Yes. The coin is a matter of remembrance, no matter the original intent. The coin is left on a headstone just as a symbol of remembrance and respect. A penny on the headstone means they visited the grave. A nickel means they trained with the vet. A dime, they served in combat with the vet. And a quarter was they were there when the vet was killed in action.
What happens to those coins after they're left?
Those coins are collected up, and they go back into the cemetery for upkeep, flowers, anything that we may need for beautification or to take care of the grounds.
And do people do this year-round?
Yes, they do, year-round. Within the state of Kentucky, we have five veteran cemeteries. We have Kentucky Veteran Cemetery North, which is at Williamstown. We have Kentucky Veteran Cemetery Northeast, which is in Grayson, Kentucky. We have Kentucky Veteran Cemetery Central, which was in Radcliffe, Kentucky, outside of Fort Knox. And then we have Kentucky Veterans Cemetery West, which is in Hopkinsville, outside of Fort Campbell. And our newest cemetery is in Hyden, Kentucky, Kentucky Veterans Cemetery Southeast. We work through Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, which we do all things for veterans. We have field benefits reps, homeless veteran advocates. We do a lot for our veterans and just would hope that everyone out there would know that we're available for them.
What are some other ways that people could donate to veteran cemeteries, either time or money and services?
We always welcome volunteers to help us. We have a lot to do and small crews to work with. If they would like to donate, they can mail donations in, drop them off at the office, any way they would like to.
What are your plans for Memorial Day?
We're doing a Memorial Day ceremony with a guest speaker, retired Lieutenant Colonel Eden, which is actually the ROTC instructor at Russell High School. We'll be doing a small ceremony, probably 30 to 45 minutes, in honor of our lost veterans.
Some of our listeners out there may not know any veterans or have any in their family. It's still important for them to observe Memorial Day. What would be the best way for them to do that in a respectful way?
A moment of silence. We have at 3 o'clock nationwide, taps will be played, and then we ask everyone to do a moment of silence. This will be nationwide.
Would you say that honoring our veterans is something that we should do each day of the year and not just on Memorial Day?
Yes, we should. I agree 100%. Memorial Day is about the deceased veterans. Veterans Day is about the living veterans, but we do need to honor our veterans throughout the year for their sacrifice for our country.
Thank you so much for the time, Frank.
You're welcome. Very much.